Hi, my name is Nish Bhalla. I'm the founder of SecurityByte. I am also the founder and CEO of Security Compass and SD Elements. I am based out of Toronto with about 16 years experience in IT security, and originally I studied here in Bangalore, India, and moved to UK via Canada to US and back to Canada. I currently reside there and run Security Compass and SD Elements. In September of this year, from 6th through 9th, I've held SecurityByte at the second time in Bangalore, India. The second time is in Bangalore. The first time was held in New Delhi in 2009 in partnership with OWASP. This time around, we have held it solely on our own. And one of the things that comes to mind is why India? And while living in Canada, why would an Indian guy want to come back to India and try and do a conference? So the thing that happened with me was about 3.5, 4 years ago, I started doing work for a number of companies that had offshore presence, or they had vendors in India, Philippines, South America that did development work for them. And as we came and audited their environments, some of the things that we found was a lack of some basic awareness issues. And that awareness was because there was no major training. Trainings were there around CH, or were there around CISSP, or very certification-driven training, not generic, tinkering type training or awareness that causes results in a lot of solid research. The community around security in India was also very limited. In 2009, DSCI was doing various initiatives. DSCI is the initiative by the government of India through NASSCOM, and as various frameworks for data security that they have released. And at that time, we also met with both DSCI and CERT in to understand their goals. And CERT, pretty standard like the global CERT in various countries, is also focused on emergency response team itself in India. What we realized is there were a lot of things that were missing, but there was a lot of process that was trying to be put in place. DSCI is a lot similar to an organization like NIST. I would say actually NASSCOM is an organization like NIST, and DSCI is very focused subsidiary around that, or affiliate around that. Now, coming back to our conference, I skipped a year and decided to do it this year in Bangalore. Bangalore was chosen primarily because of the IT hub that it is. There are a number of very large, both Fortune 1000 companies as well as IT parks itself in Bangalore, and we decided to do it in Electronic City, right behind Infosys campus at Crowne Plaza. One of the things that we realized hosting an event in India was that it is very different. The people, process, and technology, which seems like a very standard three-term that should work everywhere, does not work as easily in India. The people aspect are the drivers of both process and technology, much like everywhere else, but the way people manage their processes are very different. And interacting with them and trying to get each process to formulate or follow through in the way you want is a completely different challenge. Having mostly worked in North America and not really worked in India, it was a huge learning experience for me. From a marketing perspective and PR perspective as well, there's different challenges here. In North America, it's fairly easy to hire a company to help with PR, give you guidance, whereas here, yes, there are companies available that would do that, but the branding that they can do and the type that they can do, you start becoming very skeptical as to the results that would happen. Simply talking to HNS, I know what I'm saying is what it is being interpreted as. Whereas it's not that straightforward dealing with companies or people here. And think these are some of the things that, of course, in general business you would find even in North America. But those were some of the learnings for me, was that trying to make sure that I have someone to help me understand those processes over here. So if a person local to India would have done something like this, he would have probably had a lot more comfort in doing it, and some of the challenges that I faced would have not been there. Some of the other challenges that are faced were on people acquisition itself for the event. I think this was purely because there is some level of lack of awareness around security or need of security. Some things that I was talking to one of the large organizations in India, and when I expressed that I'm happy to give them volume discounts if they're going to send 50, 100 people with employees in the multi-fold thousands, like 10 to 15,000, their reaction was typically, we can send 3 to 5 people, and we're happy to pay for that so that these guys can gain the knowledge and provide the right content to other people internally through internal training. The networking aspect of security conferences, or most of these conferences, is completely, I would say, completely new to this marketplace. They're happy to send their people overseas to these conferences. However, seeing conferences in India, this is to some degree, there is some degree of skepticism, because most of the conferences here are driven completely by vendors and are free. So having to pay for a conference and get extensive knowledge is something that most people are skeptical about, and I don't blame them for that. I know all the people I met here, every single one has only appreciated this conference and has guaranteed they would come and bring their friends next year as well. At the leadership summit that we held at the conference itself, all the leaders loved it. They definitely are going to come back. We will invite Mr. Sridhar Jayanthi, Mr. Shavik, and a number of other CEOs who came out here to the event again and again, and hopefully they will participate in much larger volumes. This is an event that we are trying to definitely make a combination of RSA and Black Hat over here. The reason for the combination is pure and simple. There is definitely a hacker community and a hardcore security professional community over here that would like to be a part of this event, but it is not as strong and as large as it is in North America. And from the perspective of RSA type, which is very, very corporate driven and more global, we are trying to do that by bringing those type of speakers and attendees from a corporation perspective. So that's the direction we want to drive it in. Of course, that also means growing in leaps and bounds and being able to provide the right type of content. We were fortunate to have some exceptional speakers like John Bumgarner and Richard Marshall from Department of Homeland Security. We had some exceptional local speakers as well, like Aseem Jakhar and Lava Kumar, Kishore Sonawale, as well as Oliver from Canada, and who's recently moved to Hong Kong. So it was definitely very interesting mix of speakers. And one of the things that came back was that they loved India simply because of the extensive hospitality of Crowne Plaza, where it was held, as well as the way the people interacted with the speakers, the way the attendees interacted with the speakers, the openness and the comfort with which they did, as well as being courteous, the style that was approached, they definitely appreciated that. So, what are some of the plans for me? As a goal, I'm hoping to have this event held every year in Bangalore, in India. We will try and continue down this path. We did radio advertisements and pamphlets and various other types of marketing to get the community involved and get more people involved. When we just called for volunteers towards the end of the event, there were a number of people who came up and asked to be involved in the event and help promote this, which was an awesome feeling because these are the people who will actually make the event successful. Additionally, from a planning perspective, we plan to have the four components we had this year and last time as well. There will be the CTF, which is the hacking competition. This time we had wireless and web hacking. We'll continue down that path. We will have technical talks, which are about 22 technical talks. This time, hopefully, we'll continue down the same path. And we have workshops. This time, we had about 10 workshops. We'll continue down that path. And lastly, we had the leadership summit, where we had a number of CEOs come out and participate, and various CXOs come out and participate in the event and listen to the panel on social networking, which was driven by the topic of so be social or be secure. I hope HNS comes again next year, and thank you again for coming out.